So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa. Haroi adam machmes tashmesh. If a woman discharges blood as a result of having relations, meshameshes pam rishayna bishniya bishlishes. She may have relations three times, as Rashi explains. She only establishes an assumption that she will discharge blood when having relations after three episodes. After this, she may not have relations and must get divorced, but she can get married to someone else. The above applies to her second and third husbands. If she discharges blood after having relations three times with the second and third husband, as well. After this, she cannot marry and have relations with a fourth husband unless she examines herself to determine whether the blood was indeed dam nida. The Gemara describes the examination. She inserts a tube that contains a stick with some material on its end. If there's blood on the tip, we know that the blood came from the uterus. If there's no blood on the tip, we know that the blood is from a wound on the sides of that area. The Braisa continues, if she has a wound in that area, we attribute the blood to the wound unless the blood of her wound looks different than her dam nida. Additionally, and if she only discharges blood when having relations at certain times, then she may have relations between these times. The Braisa continues, a woman is believed to say that she has a wound in her uterus that releases blood. However, this is subject to the following machlokes. Blood that comes from the uterus, even from a wound, is tummy because makar makami tummy. The opening of the uterus itself is tummy, and thus all blood that comes out is tummy. However, blood from a wound in the uterus is tar. The Gemara explains that she only does an examination at this point because in kolatz boi shabbos, in kolakoychi shabbos, having relations with different men may have a different reaction. And also, not every bee with the same person has the same reaction. The Gemara relates possible solutions for this problem. The Gemara now returns to regular dam nida. Rebbe made the following decree. If a woman discharged blood for 1 or 2 days, she must wait an additional 6 days besides those days before immersing. As Rashi explains, Mokum she'en b'nei tayr ve'en yedas mosehen yemei nida mosehen yemei zayif. This was in an area where people were unfamiliar with the halachas determining whether a woman is during days of nida or days of ziva. Therefore, she must be strict and wait 7 days, which is the halacha menatayr for discharge during yemei nida. Shleisha teshev shibinikim. If she discharged blood for 3 consecutive days, she can only immerse after having 7 clean days, is the halacha for such a discharge during yemei ziva. The Gemara cites a greater stringency. Reb Zeira, B'nais Yisrael hechmir al atzman, shafila roi is tip is dam kechardol yoshvis aleo shebenekim. It has become the established custom to wait 7 clean days for any discharge of blood whatsoever. The Gemara cites 6 laws from Rava and a 7th from Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak regarding Nida and Tvila, which are alluded to in the following siman. Tavua, Neser, Bechaman, Litvol, Kamotim, Algabe, Namal. Tavua linasei b'nespaisa, tzricha shateshav shebenekim mishum dimchamadah. After a woman accepts a marriage proposal, she must wait 7 clean days before consummating the marriage because she might have discharged a small amount of blood due to her excitement. The Gemara adds, Leshna gedayla, Leshna ketana. This applies equally to a minor, even though she has not yet had dam nida. Isha loy tachuf lebenesser lebechol. When a woman prepares herself to immerse, she should not scrub her hair with nesser or with sand. And the Gemara explains, benesser mishum de mekatef, bechol mishum de misrich. Nesser causes the hair to become detached, and sand causes hair to become entangled. And there may be a chatzitza, something intervening between her body and the mikvah. A woman should prepare herself by washing with hot water, but not with cold water, because cold water hardens the hair and it becomes difficult to clean, and there might be a chatzitza there. The women should be instructed to wash the folds in their body. Even though Mishnah rules Beisa Kamatim and Beisa Starm Ein and Tzrichas Labias Mayim, the water of the mikveh does not need to reach the folds and concealed parts of the body. However, Mokum Haro Labias Mayim Beinan, the water of the mikveh does need to be able to reach every part of the body to be fit for immersion. As Reb Zeira ruled, Kala Ro Labila in Bila Makeves Boy, Vishay Ein Ro Labila Bila Makeves Boy. Bila, mixing the flour and oil of Menachas, is not a necessary component of the carbon. However, the proportion and amount of flour and oil must be fit for mixing to take place. If a woman immersed and then found something on herself that would invalidate the immersion, it depends. If If she immersed immediately after our preparations, she does not need to immerse again, because we assume that it happened after she immersed. If she immersed a while after our preparations, she needs to clean herself and immerse again. Another version of this ruling, in Ba'isa Yim Shechafa Tavla, in the Tzuchalacha B'Litval, Vimlav Tzuchalacha B'Litval. If she immersed on the same day as her preparation, she does not need to immerse again. If she immersed the day after her preparation, she needs to clean herself and immerse again. Vimar explains, there are two differences between these versions. L'mismech l'chafifa tfila, whether she should immerse immediately after preparing, and l'mechif b'mama v'mitvah b'lelya, if she prepares during the day and immerses at night, which is considered the next day. A woman should not stand on earthenware utensils and immerse. The Gemara suggests two reasons. Mishum gezeres merchatzais. This resembles the way one sits in the bathhouse, and people might come to think that bathing there is also a valid immersion. Therefore, gabi silta shaper dami. She can stand on wood, since this does not resemble the bathhouses. Mishum debois. She might be afraid of falling and will not immerse properly. Therefore, silta nami beisa. The same concern applies to standing on wood. Gemara cites another ruling. Ichulei titvul benamel. A woman should not immerse in a harbor, because avagab dehashta leka emabar dyani nafel. The water is full of mud. And even though she comes out clean, we're considered that there was a chatzitza and it fell off when she shook her feet when emerging from the water.